From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has tapped South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley to be the country's next ambassador to the United Nations. The 44-year-old daughter of Indian immigrants is serving her second term as governor. Charter school advocate Betsy DeVos has been chosen for education secretary. And Ben Carson, a retired neurosurgeon and a former Republican presidential hopeful, says he's been offered a cabinet position as director of housing and urban development, but it's not clear if he plans to accept. Iraqi-led forces say they have completely surrounded the city of Mosul, effectively cutting off Islamic State forces from supply routes to their main stronghold in Raqqa, Syria. The paramilitary force, Hashed al-Shabaab, says it has linked up with Kurdish forces along the road that runs from Tal Afar to Sinjar, thus cutting off access to the road that leads to Syria. Pakistan says cross-border gunfire from India Wednesday killed at least 11 civilians in the Neelam Valley of Kashmir. It says three of its soldiers were also killed. The Pakistani military says retaliatory fire by its troops killed at least seven Indian soldiers, but India has not yet responded to those claims. The latest skirmishes came a day after the Indian Army vowed retribution for killing three of its soldiers by Pakistani troops across the disputed Kashmir border. Colombia's government and the country's largest rebel group, known as the FARC, are set to sign a renegotiated peace agreement on Thursday. The revised document will be signed in Bogota by FARC leader Rodrigo Londono and Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos. For more on these and other stories, check out our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is threatening unspecified retaliation if U.S. sanctions against his country are renewed for another 10 years. That warning comes just days after the U.S. House of Representatives voted to renew for 10 years the Iran Sanctions Act, which would have expired at the end of this year. The House measure now must be approved by the Senate and signed by President Barack Obama. It would ban businesses from making investments in Iran, specifically its oil industry.
Und ich sage Ihnen ganz ehrlich, ich bin nicht froh, dass das Transpazifische.
That's German Chancellor Angela Merkel. On Wednesday, she expressed displeasure with U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's plans to pull the United States out of the planned Trans-Pacific Partnership. While Ms. Merkel didn't mention Trump by name, she said she was not happy about the potential collapse of the trade agreement. Australian experts, meanwhile, are divided over whether that agreement would survive without the United States. Phil Mercer reports.
Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said the treaty would be meaningless without the US. Some analysts in Australia agree, arguing that the TPP is built around a deal between Japan and the United States, and if the US pulls out, the trade pact would collapse. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said earlier this week he was hopeful that Mr. Trump might change his mind and embrace the TPP, or that the deal could survive in a modified form to placate the incoming US president. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
53-year-old Thomas Mayer was found guilty Wednesday of killing British Member of Parliament Joe Cox. Cox was a pro-immigrant, pro-refugee junior member of Parliament. She was killed June 16th as she arrived at a library in the town of Birstall to meet with voters. The jury at London's Old Bailey Central Criminal Court took 90 minutes to convict Mayer. Brendan Cox is the brother of Joe Cox.
As a family, we will not respond to hatred with hatred. We will love like Joe did. And know that although she is dead, the ideas and values that she held so dear will live on.
In his first court appearance, Mayer refused to identify himself by his name, saying, "My name is death to traitors, freedom for Britain." Japan and South Korea signed an agreement Wednesday to share intelligence information about North Korea's military activities, including its nuclear program. South Korea's defense ministry said the pact will help restrain North Korea's nuclear and missile activity. That agreement allows South Korea and Japan to exchange information directly instead of going through the United States. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed at the close of trade today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.